Hello and good morning. I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. A new report from the Center for American Progress says New Mexico could boost voter turnout by 57,000 people if more voter-friendly policies were adopted. With its larger population, the impact could be huge in Texas. Almost 2 million new voters. Ashley Lopez reports.
The report looked at 8 policies that make voting more convenient. That includes early voting, automatic voter registration, same-day voter registration, pre-registration for 16-year-olds, online voter registration, as well as no-excuse absentee voting, automatic voting rights restoration for people who serve time in prison, and lastly, at-home voting centers. Out of all of those policies, Texas has just one in place, which is early voting. Danielle Root with the Center for American Progress says that's not the norm.
A couple other states that only have one of the 8 policies, like Texas. There are also some that only have 2. I would say that most fall in the middle between 3 or 4. So Texas is definitely at the lower end of the scale in terms of how well they're doing with adopting some of these pro-voter policies.
Root says changing voter registration policies in Texas could have the biggest effect on voter turnout here, where we have some of the lowest voter turnout in the country. For example, according to the report, more than 448,000 additional people would have voted in 2016 in Texas if the state offered same-day voter registration. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.
Soccer teams have found in the American market an attractive field to expand their brands and profits. Among the growing hotspots is Phoenix, which next Thursday will host a friendly match between Mexico's Club America and UK's Manchester United. But how will this game benefit the teams, the organizers, and the city? Here's Fronteras reporter Rodrigo Cervantes.
Some Mexicans say there's 2 kinds of soccer fans locally, those who hate Club America and those who love it. Playing for an amateur league in Mexico City is one of the latter, 15-year-old Julio Rodrigo Muñoz.
Para mí es un deporte, para mí es un sueño, una tradición también. Para mí es todo.
He says soccer for him is everything, sport, a dream, a tradition. Like many families in Mexico, rooting for his team is hereditary. But soccer passion is not only inherited, it migrates. And Charlie Stilitano is aware of that and its potential. He is executive chairman and co-founder of Relevant, the sports and entertainment company that will bring Club America to Phoenix.
You know, I'm a son of an immigrant, and, you know, typically that's how we would identify ourselves, right? By our soccer culture.
The soccer culture brought by immigrants is translating into more business and more fans.
Well, it's billions of dollars, I'm sure, that from what I understand, there's about 25 million participants.
Stilitano says soccer has become the number 2 most preferred sport by young Americans. That's attracting companies like Fox, which paid $500 million for the TV rights of 3 World Cups.
It's the only country in the world that can sell both English language rights and Spanish language rights.
And who's leading the soccer ratings in the U.S.? The Mexican League. And that's why it makes sense to bring teams like America to the U.S. fields. Andy Gorchov is the general manager of University of Phoenix Stadium, where the UK's Manchester United will face Club America. He recognizes the importance of the local Latino fans.
Any game that involves the Mexican national team or the first division team, it's definitely much more than just an event.
Gorchov says international sports events boost the local economy by bringing fans from the state and beyond. According to an ASU School of Business study, last year's Final Four basketball match left a $324 million economic impact in Phoenix.
When it comes to bringing in these mega events and these major events, it is truly a regional partnership approach.
Mauricio Culebro is the operations president for Club America. He sees opportunities in the growth of soccer in the U.S. as well as in the strong spending power from the Latino community. America estimates to have 6 million fans in the U.S.
So right now for us, it's more about starting to grow the fan base. The next step will be try to generate revenue.
Culebro says friendly matches like the one in Phoenix help them promote the team while sponsorships bring revenue.
We want to partner with the important brands. We have a deal with Toyota in the U.S., and that's the type of deals we need.
And Culebro says there's something else that Club America wants to do: change its reputation.
We want to be the team that everybody loves and not the team that everybody hates. But at the end of the day, we have our history, and that's part of who we are.
Back on the amateur field in Mexico City, Julio Rodrigo Muñoz is also concerned on reputation matters, but not from his team, from his country. The student says issues like the border wall and trade tensions are not good at all, but things that his beloved sport can teach a good lesson.
Que seamos iguales, ¿no? Más que nada.
He says soccer, as in life, business, or politics, styles change, but we are all equal at the end. I'm Rodrigo Cervantes in Mexico City.